And there is big news in the world of prime numbers, the numbers that can't be divided by anything other than 1 and themselves, numbers like 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13. But as those numbers get larger, there are fewer and fewer prime numbers, which makes this week's news all the more unusual. The largest prime number ever found, it has more than 22 million digits, and it was discovered by a University of Central Missouri computer. Joining us now is Matt Parker. He's a mathematician at Queen Mary University in London, as well as a stand-up math comic. Matt, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jeremy.
And is this an exciting discovery in the world of math?
Oh, I am so excited, right? Because everyone views mathematics as a subject that's kind of done, right? But it's great in math when we, something like this, we find a new prime number and everyone gets very excited.
Well, what is so great about prime numbers?
Well, see, the reason mathematicians love prime numbers is that they're described as the building blocks of other numbers. And so every other number can be written as some prime numbers multiplied together, but a prime number can't be written as other numbers multiplied together. And so they're as simple as you go when you look at multiplication to get numbers. And if you want an insight into a number, you look at its prime factors. And then mathematicians love them because they allow them to understand and investigate all other numbers.
Give me an example of that. How could you use a prime number to investigate other numbers?
Okay, so for example, the number 49. 49, if you look at its factors, its only factor is 7. It's
right.
7 times 7. And so if you want to understand 49, you look at the factors, and because you go, oh, there's two 7s, and that tells you 49 is a square number, for example. Or if you had a much more complicated number, if you look at its prime factors, if there are even numbers of all the different types of factors, you know it's definitely going to be a square number. You don't even have to check the actual number, and you can look at what other numbers divide into it without having to investigate the number properly. So it's like a shortcut. It's a cheat to find out about much bigger numbers by looking at the numbers that go into them.
And why do we want to find these bigger and bigger prime numbers?
So these ridiculously big numbers are found purely for the sake of it. And so numbers that aren't quite this ridiculously big. So, I mean, otherwise very large prime numbers are used for things like internet encryption, and modern online security relies on prime numbers and the properties and theory behind them. But for ones like this that are just ridiculously large, it's the mathematical equivalent of climbing Everest. We do it because it's a challenge, and we do it because no one's done it before.
And this one apparently would take about 3 months to write down all of the digits in this number.
Yeah, I worked out if you wanted to read it out, a digit a second, it would take about 250 days.
Okay. Well, you've spoken to the person who found the number. What did they tell you?
That's very true. I spoke to Professor Curtis Cooper, who's at the University of Central Missouri, and he's actually found, this is his fourth record-breaking prime number, so I'm incredibly jealous. And his secret is he's managed to put software that searches for prime numbers. There's a thing called the Great Internet Mersenne Prime Search. Anyone can join in and put it on their computer. He's put it on 800 on the computer, with permission, apparently. He's got it on 800 computers across the University of Central Missouri, and they're all around the clock. They're looking for prime numbers. And fascinatingly, it actually found this prime number last September, on the 17th of September last year. But there was an error when it was reported back to the central server, and no one knew. It was only when they were doing routine maintenance. They were just checking the database earlier this month, and they went, what's this? There's a prime number here, right? And so the world record prime had sat there, and the notification email hadn't been automatically sent. And so when
they saw it. So you've got computer programs that can find the biggest prime number. They just haven't figured out how to give you the alert yet.
We just can't get the emails to work. You reckon that would be the easy bit, wouldn't you? Biggest number known to humankind or sending an email. Yeah.
What do you think the next big discovery in math is going to be?
Now, that is a very good question. So the search for prime numbers will continue. And so people will try and run this on better and better machines. And actually, that's probably the one real application of this. It's not so much finding the prime numbers, but the work into building the hardware, like the computers that run it and the algorithms, where the real development goes. Actually, recently, the software that's used to find the prime numbers was used to find a flaw in an Intel computer chip, one of their CPUs. And so the technology behind it is incredibly useful. But the finding them is not advancing mathematics. I suspect we need the big developments that would really change things would be some understanding of where these prime numbers are. Because at the moment, we just search them like blindly. We're just checking numbers. And we've got a few vague ideas, but we're not great. We haven't got any fundamental understanding of where they're actually hidden. And that would be the big major change in math.
That's Matt Parker, a mathematician and a stand-up math comic, and somebody I'd love to take a class from, even though I'm no math genius. Matt, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy.